This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, a Kostaki preview, Chicks Not Into It, and Animal. It's all coming up in just a minute.
Bob and Tom Television presents the most exciting action-packed reality show ever. Actual people riding in actual elevators. It's Elevator Talk.
Hey there, buddy. Hold the door. Yeah. Hit the button. That's my floor.
Elevator Talk. This week's episode stars Craig Kitchen and Larry Morgan.
Hey.
Could you hit 7 for me there?
Yeah. 7? 7. Got it.
That's my foot.
Oh. Sorry. Those are nice shoes.
Thanks. I need a shine now.
Don't take the stairs. That was the show. Elevator Talk.
It's Elevator Talk, only on Bob and Tom Television.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
A special surprise coming up momentarily.
Really?
Very excited about this. Yeah, Christy, look up slightly to your right on the big screen there.
Yes.
What do you see?
I see Kostaki.
That's right.
Is he our surprise?
Yeah, because he's not supposed to call till tomorrow.
This is the surprise?
So I called him yesterday, and I said, hey, wouldn't it be fun to call today and plug the fact that you're...
Hear anything at all from these guys?
Oh, you can't hear us?
We can hear you, Kostaki. This is a surprise. You can't hear us.
Hey, guys.
These guys.
I'm not
he's pointing
you
at his ears. I can hear me. We can hear you, but he can't hear us. Okay.
Let's do it
like a press conference where they're talking about something coming and do this hand signals. while we get him dialed in here, I thought it'd be fun to talk about Kostaki.
I think it's funnier to see Pat's empty space.
Look at that.
That should be the album cover.
Yeah.
he could call the album I'm at the Pawn Shop. So we're looking at just Pat's microphone
that's
with the
funny
fixed camera.
Okay. Well, perhaps we should try to come back with Kostaki.
Well, this is fun. He's readjusting something and others writing across the top of his face. Can you hear us now, Kostaki?
Kostaki, can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you.
Okay, we can hear
you
too.
Can you hear us?
Are my lips moving, Pistocchi? Do I look like I'm here?
Hey, jerkface. Hey, jerkface. Jerkface says what? Hey, you
hey,
Greek.
Hey, dumb, dumb, dummy.
You Greek bastard.
You can hear us now, of course, right?
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, Pistocchi.
Sorry about
the
Greek bastard.
Josh called you a dummy.
Kostaki, they're all upset because yesterday I called you. By the way, the highlight of my call to Kostaki was I said, hey, Siri. Oh, wait a minute. No, she's going to do it. Hang on a second. I said, call Kostaki Economopoulos. And she goes, calling Kostaki Economopalace.
Mm-hmm.
And the Economopalace sounds like a lesser place when you go to Disney World.
It does. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, no, we're not staying on property. We're at the Economopalace. Sounds like a swell place. So, Kostaki, I know that you're preparing your big jokes for tomorrow's show.
That's right.
And I'm looking forward to them, most sincerely. But I thought maybe today we would tell people how they can participate in your new show called All Pro Lines.
Oh, so he's coming back again tomorrow?
Yeah. Wow. Sorry,
that's the kind of enthusiasm.
This all started to happen. I missed a day, and something happened, and all of a sudden, Kostaki calls in every day. What the hell?
In this Economopalace, he's calling in.
Yes.
The Economopalace. Yeah, you have to call the next house you have. I'm moving to the Economopalace. No, I thought you've got this new thing. It's sort of a cooperative where people who have great ideas for jokes about the games over the weekend can weigh in. And how do they do that again, Kostaki?
Whatever your favorite social media platform is, go and find at All Pro Lines, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. One of the ones we're working on is Finish the Joke. Brady and Breeze are so old. This one's from Josh Arnold. They should be in the balcony at the Muppet Show. See?
That's a nice joke, Josh.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
Yes. Tony Martin said in, they understand Tom Griswold's references. Oh. You see, that's old.
A fugitive. Oh, so they're also bright.
Yes. No.
By the way, I this just in at the Economo Palace, the pool is always closed for repairs.
Yes.
The kids are always disappointed.
The monorail does not go to the Economo Palace.
No. Now, Kostaki, I talked to you before the games yesterday, and as you can imagine, I'm very disappointed by the cheating that allowed the Cleveland Browns to lose. Speared in the head and dropping the ball and... they'll have to change that rule for next year.
We have said for years on Quick Snaps, the podcast, that is the worst rule in football. Chick, am I right about this?
Yeah.
Fumble it through the end zone.
Yeah.
Nobody recovers the ball, but you lose the ball. You're one inch from scoring, and now you don't even have the ball. That's a crazy rule.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
And if he would have fumbled it out of bounds at the one, they would have had the ball.
Yes. Right.
If he hadn't been speared in the head.
Yes, also that was a double whammy, yes.
All right. Now, Chick, that is not Chick's big beef, Kostaki.
My big beef is we don't have sudden death anymore. Sudden death. Overtime's overtime. First team to score wins, period.
That's your general NFL beef.
But yesterday's game, you were very upset because Tony Romo.
Oh, when Patrick Mahomes got knocked out of the game and he's kind of woozy when he stands up. Did you hear Romo?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Jim. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Jim.
Oh, Jim.
Jim. Oh, geez.
Oh, Christ.
Here's what it sounded like, Kostaki. Here's the end of the play.
Running the option. Oops. That is close. I think they're going to mark him a little short. Oh, no. That's Mac Wilson.
He's down, Jim.
He's down, Jim.
Down,
Jim.
Oh, Jim.
Uh-oh. Whoa, Jim. Oh, Jim. Oh, Jim.
Is he aware that other people besides Jim are listening?
Yeah.
He's not just at home with Jim in the couch.
Jim, don't make plans for Wednesday. We got a funeral. Jim.
Jim.
You bring the ambrosia. I'll bring the potato casserole.
Mike, you got a black face mask?
Oh, Jim, yeah.
We got one with the station logo on it.
Oh, boy.
And didn't he say, if he said it once, he said it 10 times. Well, right now, if you're a Browns fan, you're thinking... Well, right now, if you're a Chiefs fan, you're thinking every single... Oh.
That makes sense.
I was just starting to like him.
He does a great job.
This is a run. This is a run. Told you.
Hey,
this is a pass. Told you.
Romo wasn't built in a day. Bingo.
Bingo.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, 1-5.
Yeah, you got an applause break from the substitute engineer.
Oh, have you met Christopher Kostaki?
Oh, God.
He's sitting in today.
I have.
Okay. Oh, Kostaki, you and I go way back. Come on.
We go way back. Fill me, help me out, Christopher.
Well, he's this is confusing because I always thought it was Chris, and then I found out that your girlfriend calls you
Christopher,
mm-hmm. and your parents call you
Chris.
Okay, which is handy in the bedroom. That way you don't remember where you are.
Dad?
Dad? Mommy?
What the hell's wrong with you?
It's all about...
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Kostaki, what you're currently at your mom's house, right?
That's right. Yep, that's right.
With your family, and your mom is a lovely woman. What does she call you? Does she have a nickname for you, or are you Kostaki?
I'm Kostaki, but she kind of, it's a little bit of a long I. It's a little more of the Greek pronunciation. Kostaki. I get that from
Kostaki?
Yeah, Kostaki.
Are you sure that's not pejorative?
No. Is that like a cross between Dyke and Kostaki?
Kostaki. And I thought Siri had it bad when she called you Kostaki Economopoulos. Sorry. That's a little sweet. So what does your wife call you?
Kostaki.
She doesn't call you baby or honey or Taki or something?
I occasionally get honey, yeah.
The impaler? The baby maker.
The Greek freak.
Greek freak?
get away from there. Come here. Stuff like that. No, Kostaki.
So, Kostaki, we want people to throw in jokes about the weekend, and they go to All Pro Lines.
We got we're doing some of these sort of fill in the blank jokes. If Mahomes can't go next week, the Chiefs should blank, right? So people can chime in. We've got some caption contests. There's a famous one from late last night. Tom Brady tried to give a high five to the referee, right?
Yeah. The ref left him hanging, man.
So a few different people wrote, high five myself, no friends.
Oh, the classic from Greg on.
Right.
Well, that's nice. Okay, great. Yeah. So you'll be busy working away today writing jokes, and we will see you tomorrow. Is that correct?
That's it. Just count me in.
Okay. So once again, audience, this is your chance to participate at All Pro Lines. If you have any feelings about the game, go ahead.
This is the first time we've had a guest on to tease their next day's appearance.
Yeah. I'm with you, Josh.
So this is his appearance today.
He could be sleeping in, Tom.
This is it. You made him
get
up.
The man works hard on Sunday.
You made him get up to do this.
Yep.
Well done. Well
You're
done.
You're a
Tom.
Jerk.
For nothing.
Kostaki, I thought this would really go well. I thought they'd go, there's our friend Kostaki. He's.
Well, no, we're not mad at Kostaki.
No, it's your fault, you jerk.
Honestly, please be honest, Kostaki. Would you have rather slept during this or done this?
It's a very nice gesture. Tom called me, he's trying to help. Promote the thing.
So sleep. Okay.
Sleeping is nice.
Now, I will guarantee this, Kostaki. You'll get a great joke just because of this. Someone's hearing it for the first time going, that's cool. I've got a great joke I can write for this. And they just go to @AllProLines.
We know how it works, Tom.
Maybe people listening don't know how it works.
So today, he's calling to promote his appearance tomorrow.
Correct.
Right. Now, Wednesday, will he recap his Tuesday appearance?
It depends how well it goes.
Is that what's going to go? Every single day with this guy. Making fun of the Washington football team. I can't take it.
He didn't have to this weekend.
Nope.
That's true.
Funny guy.
I am rooting for the Washington defense this week, though, Chick. I can tell you that. Washington D.
Little inauguration humor. Okay.
What about the game surprised you the most, Kostaki?
Tony Romo still has a job?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, they surprised Tony Romo at the end of that game, right?
He said he'd never seen anything like it.
No, he said, there's no way there. Look at the body language. They're not going to snap the ball here. Hut! Oh, complete for 5 yards.
He seemed genuinely shocked.
Well, that was a smart move to be...
Yeah.
To say something and then completely be wrong about it instantly?
But he acknowledged that.
You would go off in a puff of smoke if that happened.
I hadn't been that wrong about an Andy Reid move since I saw him at a buffet and I said, he's going for the chicken, and he went for the salad. that was clunky, wasn't it?
No. That's an excellent joke.
There's something there.
Something that can be pared down a little bit.
He's a big eater.
Hey, if I wanted to put that on All Pro Live, blah, 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 blah.
You can workshop that one, Josh.
Oh, boy. Can I feel bad? So I'm going to make a challenge here.
A challenge?
Chick, I feel...
Oh, good, a challenge.
I think you need to write a joke for All Pro Lines for Kostaki tomorrow, just to show him that you are trying to support this new venture of his, which I think is brilliant.
Yes, Chick, we've not seen a Chick McGee joke yet.
What was the setup for one of them? What is it again? The two old guys?
I had like six for that. You didn't have any.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Yeah. Yeah, Josh is in there. I got a Bob Kavoyan joke coming up tomorrow. There you go.
Okay, thank you, Bob.
In order to see his social media, you have to unblock him. That's why I'm not replying.
What am I, Bob Zaney? What happened this morning?
not yet. But.
Okay. All right, Kostaki. Have a nice day today, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
I hope.
See you, man.
Nice surprise.
See, now in his brain, he'll go, that went great.
Yeah.
That was great.
Tom's brain?
Tom's brain.
Yeah. Going well.
I will say, though, I don't know. Do you guys know that he stole the name All Pro Lines? Because that was Johnny Manziel's podcast about cocaine that he used to do.
Oh. Yeah, so it's...
He was. No, he was never all pro.
Yeah, well, you're still not getting a lot of laughs.
For six.
You're getting responses.
This is brutal.
I've never seen that before, Jim. Johnny Manziel staggering off the field.
Oh, Jim.
No, he didn't get hit. He's just drunk. They're going to do a breathalyzer, see if he can drive home.
Okay. Oh, Jim.
A goat and a dog making news.
I love this show.
They were each elected mayor of a Vermont town after raising money for a community playground. Fairhaven town manager Joe Gunter told the Rutland Herald that the goat named Lincoln helped raise $10,000 after he was elected as the first pet mayor in 2018.
Don't go to the theater, Mayor Lincoln.
Yeah. Fairhaven's current mayor, a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel named Murphy, raised $20,000 after receiving a $50,000 grant from the Federal Land and Water Conservation Fund. The town now can begin renovations on that playground. Ironically, the honorary mayor is not welcome on the playground as there are no dogs allowed.
What the hell's that about? That's the first law he should change.
Right. Murphy's owner, Linda Barker, joked Murphy's
Linda
going to
Barker?
Take that.
Linda Barker?
How about that?
That's her name.
What are the odds of that, huh?
And Joshua Wright, Linda Barker, Murphy's owner, says Murphy's going to take that up with the town.
Yeah. Yes.
And then she said, make sure you spay and neuter your pets.
Bob Barker would often say that.
Come on. Yeah. Pretty funny.
Linda Barker. Yep. It's funny.
This is good. Just acknowledging that something was kind of funny.
0 for 4 this morning.
I'm 0 for 4?
I'm 1 for 10.
Did you see how actually mad I just got at that?
Well, that's a sweet story.
Yeah.
Murphy Barker is the name of the dog.
Yeah.
Okay. That's so funny. Now,
put a last name for your dog. Do you put a last name on your dog's name?
Of course. They have my last name. I'm proud. My dogs want to hyphenate.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Have you told them
what he's trying to do? Get a job at NPR? Once again, I think it's an important public service to read the story about the Hot Pockets, Christy. This is kind of serious.
Over 760,000 pounds of pepperoni pizza Hot Pockets have been recalled due to a possible glass and hard plastic contamination. Sheesh. Specifically, the 54-ounce carton package containing 12 Hot Pockets brand sandwiches, premium pepperoni. The USDA's news release states the problem was discovered when the firm received 4 consumer complaints of extraneous material in the pepperoni Hot Pocket product.
I have a problem with them calling them sandwiches.
Why?
They're not. They're not.
Well, what are they?
They're pockets.
No, they're more like...
They're closer to a burrito than a sandwich.
Yeah, they're more like burritos than sandwiches.
So a burrito's not a sandwich either?
What?
I would make the argument that a taco is an open-faced sandwich.
That's right.
Well, no. That argument would be ridiculous.
Haven't you ever taken an open-faced sandwich and folded it in half and right down the hatch?
Well, that's a fair point, but still.
Anyway, make sure if you have these that you throw them away or return the box to where they were purchased from.
And again, it's the pepperoni pizza Hot Pockets.
Premium pepperoni Hot Pockets.
I think if you can hold anything in your hand, it's considered a sandwich.
Really?
Really? In that case.
Then I got a sandwich for you. Yeah.
I'll take a bite of this.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Smallville co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Smallville.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired.
Okay.
What? Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.